This is TWiT.
Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler said in a Q&A after an FCC meeting that he expects the commission to be sued for not moving more quickly on reclassifying internet services as a utility. President Obama called on the FCC to issue final rules on November 10th, but Wheeler says that he's taking his time because he wants to make sure the commission's net neutrality rules aren't overturned in court. AT&T and Verizon have already threatened to sue the FCC over new rules under consideration. Wheeler also said that the FCC, quote, will incorporate the president's submission into the record of the open internet proceeding, but that the FCC is an independent agency and doesn't exactly have to do everything the president wants. You might be able to buy your next hotel stay via Amazon. Travel news site Skift is reporting that Amazon is gearing up to launch its own travel service, offering booking at smaller hotels and resorts near major cities. The initial rollout of Amazon Travel would feature a curated selection of hotels within a few hours' drive from New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle, and would go live possibly around January 1st. Skift cites representatives of three independent hotels who had signed up for the service or were strongly considering signing up for the service. So if you're wondering how it works, properties would describe their room types and availability and pricing and add photos into an Amazon extranet and then would pay a standard 15% commission to Amazon for prepaid bookings. And then the properties would get notified by Amazon via email of bookings and then they would update their calendars on the extranet. Sounds kind of wonky, but hey. At least it's Amazon. In more Amazon news, there's quite a bit of it today, in fact. The New York Post is reporting the company is launching new ad-supported streaming service early next year that would be separate from its $99 a year Prime membership, which also includes a video service. Now, Prime's big bonus is two-day shipping, but about half of Prime subscribers use the video service. That makes out to around 25 million people, sources tell the Post. Now, to compare, Netflix has 33 million domestic subscribers, so Amazon already really has a leg up. In other words, it's a big revenue opportunity for Amazon if it can lure in free users and then convert them to Prime subscribers. Okay, one more Amazon story and then I'm done. The company is leasing 470,000 square feet of space in Midtown Manhattan. It's a property adjacent to the Empire State Building, which the Wall Street Journal reports will be same-day shipping hub and part warehouse, and even Amazon's first customer-facing brick-and-mortar location. They're citing people familiar with the matter. The lease is good for 17 years and may eventually be a space to showcase inventory like Kindle e-readers or Fire tablets and even set-top boxes. Okay, let's all agree that Uber had a really bad PR week. We all know that. Part of which was the existence of what's known as the God view, which is Uber's way to track people that are taking Uber rides in real time. Now, rival service Lyft has changed its privacy policy, announcing new technical restrictions on its employee access to user data. The company will now grant access to employees who need it to do their jobs. Everyone else will be blocked. Ride sharing service Sidecar has also called for an internal review of its privacy policy in light of the Uber incident. It's not just car apps either. Anonymous messaging app Secret has privacy policies, including limitations on employees who, quote, do not have the ability to access private user data. The small number of senior employees who do have access use it strictly to resolve security concerns and to respond to governmental requests and emergencies. Even bigger companies like Facebook forbid employees to access, disclose, or retain any Facebook user data unless they need that access to do their job, like technical support or fixing bugs. An electronics record system logs activity, and then the company has an oversight process. This is according to a Facebook spokesperson. And access is tiered and limited by job function. As for Uber, the company has hired Harriet Pearson, former chief privacy officer for IBM, to review the company's practices.